This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. American and British aircraft carried out strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen on Thursday, a dramatic expansion of the war in the Middle East, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
American and British aircraft carried out strikes after weeks of Houthi attacks on maritime shipping in the Red Sea, and days after U.S. and British naval forces shot down 21 Houthi drones and missiles, some of which President Joe Biden said directly targeted American ships. While Washington says it has no intent to escalate tensions, the Houthis have vowed to retaliate. A Houthi spokesperson said after the strikes that they will continue targeting ships headed towards Israel.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Israel on Friday rejected as, quote, grossly distorted accusations brought by South Africa at the UN's top court. Its military operation in Gaza was a state-led genocide campaign against the Palestinian population.
The entirety of its case hinges on a deliberately curated, decontextualized, and manipulative description of the reality of current hostilities.
Israeli Foreign Minister Legal Advisor Tal Becker, South Africa, which filed the lawsuit at the International Court of Justice in December, asked judges on Thursday to impose emergency measures ordering Israel to immediately halt the offensive. Nine members of a Palestinian family have been killed in an Israeli strike in southern Gaza. Hundreds of people have been killed in recent days in strikes across the territory, including in areas of the far south where Israel has told people to seek refuge. The Israeli military said Friday over the past day it had killed dozens of militants. This is VOA News. New York-based Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of war crimes and says many governments are expressing selective outrage over atrocities committed in the conflict in Gaza. Henry Ridgewell reports.
With major conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza, the Human Rights Watch annual report says 2023 was a formidable year for human rights suppression, marked by tremendous human suffering. Human Rights Watch also highlights the suffering caused by conflict in Sudan and in Myanmar, where the military junta continues its deadly campaign against ethnic minority groups. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The Russian Foreign Ministry on Friday called a U.S. plan to confiscate up to $300 billion in frozen Russian assets to help rebuild Ukraine, quote-unquote, 21st century piracy, and said Moscow would retaliate harshly if it happened. A foreign ministry spokeswoman accused the United States of trying to create legal cover in order to steal Russia's sovereign assets, a move Moscow has repeatedly warned would violate international law and undermine the global financial system. There's a blizzard warning for much of the U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa as Republican presidential candidates campaign ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses, the first chance for America's 2024 primary voters. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
I know it's going to be cold on Monday.
Florida governor and Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he's not quite ready for the freezing cold temperatures, being that he's left his coat in Tallahassee.
I haven't ever experienced a negative 15 degrees in my life.
Nikki Haley's campaign has canceled three events for today and says it will be hosting telephone town halls. That same storm could bring snow to the Chicago area, where there's a growing population of migrants sent up from the U.S.-Mexico border. Hundreds are staying in eight parked warming buses to avoid sleeping outside. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. officials are investigating aircraft maker Boeing's oversight of production of a panel that blew off a jetliner in mid-flight last week. The Federal Aviation Administration said Thursday the investigation is focusing on door plugs like the one that came off an Alaska Airlines Boeing jetliner over the U.S. northwestern state of Oregon. The FAA says Boeing's manufacturing practices need to meet higher safety standards. The plane involved is a Boeing 737 MAX 9, and all similar planes remain grounded by Alaska Airlines and United Airlines. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.